Hey guys, welcome back to kpcradio.com. It's about a little past 3:30, just about. This is Art of Your Life. Thanks for tuning in. I just wanted to talk really quickly, you know, before we get started here with one our guest. The reason that a lot of you listen is probably because you either, you know me or, you know, I'm hoping that we're, you know, gaining new members and into the arts world. But I just want to kind of touch a little bit about the media arts department here at Pierce College and kind of how that's been like the art in my life kind of for the last couple of years. You know, for those of you who don't know me, I'm a little older than I might sound, but art has always kind of been in my life, you know, indirectly, you know, being creative when you're a kid, like, that's what you're always doing, but, growing up, you don't really know what you want to do, but, you know, after high school, I went straight into, Pierce College, PCC, which is Pasadena City College, and I took a lot of art classes, and it, like, changed my life, and I was like, you know, this is what I want to do forever. I took a journalism class, an art class, and, you know, I just wanted to talk about the Pierce College Media Arts Department and, like, how it's meant, you know, the world to me. So, speaking of the Media Arts Department at Pierce College, I am sitting with Maria Salvador, who is an artist. She actually, you can see her comics every week in the roundup. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Can you talk to me a little bit about, what you do for the paper and what you do here at Pierce College?
Well, for the paper, I draw the editorial cartoons and have a weekly comic strip for the paper.
Very cool. And so what's your comic strip called?
It's called No Bull, and it's about, well, there's a recurring character, or there should be two. It's a girl and a boy. Sometimes the boy doesn't show up, but mainly I try to depict the student life through this character. And I picked the name No Bull because, well, we have a Brahma as our mascot, basically, and
where do you get the ideas, like, for your comics?
Just observing people and seeing how they are on campus.
It really, like, depicts, you know, campus life here. I mean, it's actually like when I read them, it's just funny because it's so local. Like, you can completely see, you know, Pierce College in every strip. Do you get, you know, being in the editorial board, I mean, do you get a lot of ideas from there as well?
Yeah, definitely. Being part of the editorial board, I get a lot of, well, I get to hear about all the different events that are happening around school, so I know where I can go to find a subject, so I would never really run out of ideas for this comic strip.
And recently you guys, have been putting them online and you've been animating the last one. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of how that idea came up?
I haven't animated it. Our photo and online editor, Jose Romero, actually is helping me with those, and he is very knowledgeable about Photoshop, and he did the animating, and he just sent me a link one night, and he was like, "Oh, look at this picture! It looks really cool." And it was, it's really basic animation. Really, it's not like, you know, arms moving or anything. It's just little things flickering, but it makes a big difference.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's really cool. For those of you that want to check out Maria's cartoons online, you can go to the Roundup website. Maria, what's the website for the Roundup?
It's www.theroundupnews.com.
Very cool. Thank you. And also joining us is Edgar Rodriguez. He is the Ars Poetica president on campus. Hi, Edgar. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing really good today.
Good. I'm glad. Good to see you.
Likewise.
So can you tell me just a little bit about your club and kind of what, because this is the first year for this particular club, is that right?
Yeah, yes, it is.
And can you tell me just a little bit about the club and, you know, maybe a little bit about yourself?
Well, I started this club this semester to, I guess, try to bring a sense of community to the art, to the art world of Pierce, to, you know, help artists out, to help artists get a better sense of community and have more performances and things like that to help showcase talent.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and myself, I'm an artist too, so I kind of take it kind of to heart to make sure that I make good events and have a good club for Pierce students to join in on.
And what, you know, is any kind of artist, you know, can come and join the club?
Yeah, I'm actually looking for all types of artists, and so far we've had a lot of mixed media. We've had painters, illustrators, guitarists, people who, like record their own songs, not necessarily just guitar. And there's singers, poets, and we've seen a lot of different types of artists.
And when we had talked last time, you kind of said that this club has developed out of another club. Can you talk about a little bit of that and just the transformation of it?
Yeah. 1 year ago, I started a poetry club. And I'm a writer, so I'm really into literature. And I wanted to, I guess, everything that I'm doing with this club now, Ars Poetica, I wanted to just focus on literature. So to get people to come together and discuss literature and talk about honing their craft if they're a writer. And to just, you know, express themselves and share their work.
That's awesome. And who did you bring with you?
Oh, this is one of the members of my club, David Durrani.
Hi, David.
Hi.
And he's actually performing in a few of our upcoming events. And I really just met him this semester, but you know, the club has helped us become friends, and you know, get to. work together as artists.
That's definitely awesome. And so, David, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? You know, what you do, and why did you decide to join Ars Poetica?
Well, I'm a student at Pierce College. I'm 18, and I've been playing guitar for about 2 years, piano for 3, and singing for 1. And basically, one day I was playing out with my friend. We were just jamming out, and Edgar came up to me. Hey, man, can I give you an email? You sound good. I'm like, okay, sure, why not? He told me basically we're putting this club together called Ars Poetica, which you've heard of, different art forms like painting, drawing, all that stuff. And I draw too, so like when I heard that, I was just surprised. I was like, okay, cool, let's do this. And basically, that's what happened.
Did you know that there was, you know, different types of clubs, you know, not just necessarily just for art, but did you know that there was these types of clubs on campus before Edgar came up to you?
Yeah. I before that, I joined the cinema club.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And so this week, I read, Edgar, that you guys have, you guys are throwing a Halloween feast. Is that right, Edgar?
Yes, that's correct.
And that's going to be this Monday on Halloween.
Yeah, and it's going to be from 1 to 9. It's going to be an all-day event.
That's cool. So it's going to be in the Great Hall. Can you talk a little bit about it? You know, what can we expect if we go into the Great Hall on Monday?
Well, some of the things I've planned for the event are live bands, and some of them are particularly from Pierce, and there's going to be live bands. There's going to be a variety hour for anyone who wants to perform. So all you have to do is go in and sign up. The club, we're making special Halloween food. So things like spaghetti and eyeballs.
Sweet.
Yeah, and also we want to have a face painting for anyone who doesn't have like a costume to bring.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to join in on the festivities, we can help them out by painting their face, giving them henna tattoos. And we also have a costume contest. And we're also working with several other clubs, which is why this is able to be such, I guess, a big event. And this is our first event, so it's hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, I mean, so your new club, you know, like you said, this is your first event. You're also collaborating with the Latin American Culture Club, French Club, Performing Arts Club, and Architecture Club.
Yes.
And so, I mean, can you talk about just being, you know, a president of a club? I mean, is it really difficult, you know, on top of homework and on top of, you know, writing, you know, keeping your art up?
It's proved to be pretty much like a whole other class, if I could say that. It's been a lot of work. It hasn't been just like a passive thing that I just show up and have the club event and then just go home and just keep living my life. It's like integrated into my schedule now.
So, I mean, why did you, you know, want to start this club or why, or, and even last year, you know, why did you want to start the poetry club?
I guess I feel like there's this declining perspective on art, and especially in school. I don't like how I feel personally that it's kind of like becoming more and more superficial, and I like to restore the humanity in art.
That's cool. You know, so how, what are some ways that you think that you can do that, you know, here on the campus?
Well, for the club in general, just helping artists of all types, of all forms, just express themselves. Like, we want to be a platform for people who may not necessarily always be heard. Because as an artist as well, like, it's hard for people to get their artwork out. Like, I have a lot of experience in music, and it's hard getting shows, getting people to go to the shows. It's always kind of like you have to kind of, it's a lot of work building up your fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want, in Ars Poetica, to kind of help that progress for any artist who wants to become part of our community.
You know, Maria, you're an artist too. You know, you do a lot of, you know, you do the comics and do a lot of drawing. I mean, do you kind of feel that same way? You know, it's kind of hard to, you know, get your stuff out there. I mean, I know your platform this semester, well, the last few semesters have been the Roundup, but otherwise, do you feel that it's difficult to get your stuff out there?
Yeah, I do agree with that it's very difficult. I mean, even with the newspaper, like, some people still, you know, don't know that there are comics in there. So,
yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I mean, it's a brand new thing that, you know, you guys have been doing. How many comics have you done for the newspaper?
So far, five.
So it's just been this semester, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where did you guys come up with the idea? Did you just, you know, besides the editorial cartoon, did you just want to, you know, put a little something extra in there?
Yeah, we felt that it would be good for the paper.
And, I mean, you just, we were speaking a little bit, and you just recently started taking art classes. You know, what do you think of the classes on campus?
I think that we have a very good art program. I'm enjoying my drawing one class and oil painting class. The teachers are pretty thorough, and they're doing a really good job.
And David, are you taking any, you know, art classes here as well?
I would say I'm taking a choir class. If it could be counted as art, music.
Yeah, of course.
Taking a choir class and a vocal 101 class.
Very cool. So, I mean, you said that you've recently, you know, started playing instruments. You know, I mean, you're still, you know, you're still young, but a lot of times, you know, people start playing instruments, you know, when they're a lot younger. Has it been harder for you to pick up on piano and guitar?
Well, right when I started, I've been playing, like, I really loved video games. So right when I started on piano, I would play just as much as that. I'd be on it all day. So I started picking up, like, if I would slow down on it, I would just keep playing it until I got it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was piano. I started off with piano, yeah. It really helps when you learn a variety. It's all connected.
I mean, is it just because you fell in love with it? Or, you know, why weren't you able to put it down?
Well, I've always loved music, and I've always listened to different types of music, like, anywhere from, like, because my parents, they're born in India, and I always heard my dad sing, so I guess that's where I got it from. But he would be singing Indian songs, and I would always be listening to him. And after that, I started rooting from friends. They were listening to rap, rock, and I just started listening to all of it. it was like none of it that I couldn't dislike. Just love it.
So, and then, I mean, what do you play on the piano and the guitar? I mean, what type of genre do you play, or do you play everything?
I can't, everything, that'd be insane. There's a lot of genres. For piano, I could say I have like a more orchestra feel with it. Guitar, like an electric guitar would be, I guess, metal. I can go from metal to rock to pop, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And so, Edgar, I mean, you are bringing, you know, a variety of people, you know, into your club. You know, do you just feel that that's a way to, you know, make the art community a little bit bigger?
Yeah, I feel stemming from the poetry club, I felt that it would be better to expand on a community instead of making it inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I decided to expand on the poetry club and, you know, kind of just reach out for like a variety, because I don't want to have like a bookshelf of the same book. I want to have like an insect, like a whole collection.
Right.
Not saying that these artists are books for my own personal use. But.
Yeah, well, I got what you're saying. I also read that so there is going to be an open mic this Monday. Are you going to be performing at all?
Yeah, I want to. In my experience with open mics that I've hosted, like it, people get shy, and I guess I just want to try to help break the ice a little bit.
And so, how many members do you currently have in Ars Poetica?
That's a tricky question.
Slowly increasing.
Yeah. I really don't go by, like, the people who signed up for the club, because, I mean, it's a lot of people. We've had, like, so far on our mailing list, it's like 130 people.
Wow.
But, you know, the people who come to the club, who participate, who I actually, you know, can recognize,
mm-hmm.
it's around 20.
That's still a good following. I mean, you know, you have to, you know, start from somewhere all the time. And especially with a new club, I'm sure it's hard to get off the ground.
But. Yeah, it's been strange seeing like the fluctuation of people just coming and out, like even in just the first few weeks of it.
And what else do you guys have planned, you know, for the rest of the semester?
We have one last event after this one called Storytime. And it's going to be a lot smaller than this Halloween event because it's just Ars Poetica. This is our event.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just going to be focused on displaying the art of storytelling through different mediums.
So are you going to have, like, writers and then, you know, probably music as well? And what other – you're going to have artists, like just painters, or do you have – has the details been worked out yet?
Well, so far what I imagine is having, like writers come in and maybe share their stories, and maybe other people come in and just retell a familiar story in a different way. You know, anything that kind of just focuses on the way you tell a story as opposed to just what the story is. So the performance aspect is pretty pretty important, just portraying like having something in mind to portray.
And how long have you been writing? I mean, have you been writing, you know, for I mean, everyone's, you know, always writes, but like just for, you know, for your pleasure?
Well, I really started writing kind of recently. I've been, I guess, like David said, kind of going, absorbing my, or, I'm sorry, what's the word I'm looking for? Just surrounding myself with it, just trying to just delve into that world of just letting my mind just flow and write. Before, I was a lot more cautious,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to be almost like a perfectionist.
Right.
But now I kind of feel like I have a better handle on it, and it's helped me just let my ideas out smoother.
So, I mean, do you want to, you know, for the future, I mean, do you want to continue, you know, doing writing for a living?
Yeah, that's actually what I'm going to school for. I want to be a writer, and I'm currently working on a few things to try to get published.
Like what kind of writing? You want to do novels? You want to do, you know, scripts? What kind of writing do you want to do?
I want to do as much as I can. Right now I'm working on a few short stories, poems, and I have a novel that I'm trying to just, like, I guess, put together. Like, I have the theme or the main idea, and now I'm just trying to get all the parts together before I start writing.
That's awesome. What about you guys? What do you guys want to do when you grow up? Maria?
Well, I just want to make art. I mean, in every form, not just drawing cartoons and stuff. I'd like to paint more and do more murals and build things, just anything.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, I mean, how do you, I guess, like with me, I mean, I'm more of a writer too, but I kind of want to, you know, branch out, but it's like, it's kind of so hard to like kind of get out there. Like, how do you guys, you know, how are you, what are your steps to maybe try to do that, Maria? That, you know, you want to do, you know, more murals. I mean, are you just going to take, you know, more classes or?
I would like to take more classes to develop my artistic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But usually people just ask me to, like, paint on their walls and stuff. So
that's awesome.
I just go do it.
And how about you, David? Do you have, I mean, you being so kind of, like, well-rounded, you know, what do you want to do in the future?
Just sprouting from what she said earlier, I would definitely like to start drawing too. As far as an album goes, I would like to create my own album covers and just want to get my music recognized. Want to get recognition, just let everybody know what I do, type of thing. You know, and as far as sprouting goes, you can just join like every type of class of music and you can, like, you know, see how it is. If you like it, stick with it. If you don't, move on to a different instrument.
Yeah. But
that's, I would say that's the best way of doing that.
And I mean, I guess, you know, one way that, you know, you guys are doing it, I mean, you guys, you know, all have platforms. You know, you guys have Ars Poetica, you know, Maria, you have the Roundup. What do you say to people who kind of don't have, you know, those platforms exactly?
You can't give up. You just can't. You can't say that I'm not going to try it or I don't think I'm going to be good at it. I know that's advice that everybody gives, but if you just give it like a little bit of your energy, I guess is what you can say, like a lot could come out of it.
Yeah, I mean, and like, you know, we all live here and we all go to school here, so what do you think the art or culture is in the San Fernando Valley? I mean, do you think that you know, that there's a tight-knit community? I mean, do you think that it could be better?
I definitely think it could be better, which is one of the reasons why I started the club.
Yeah.
Because I go to places like L.A. and Echo Park, and they just have, like, a thriving art scene where they have, like, art walks, and they have mediums and platforms for people to express themselves and even, like, start making a career out of it, like, selling their art.
Mm-hmm.
And, I feel like in the Valley, it's starting to kind of emerge, but it's a bit reserved at the moment.
Right.
We just kind of need to break out of our shell.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But I do think that, you know, as you said, it's kind of starting to emerge a little bit. And, you know, with clubs like yours and, you know, hopefully this show, you know, we can kind of, you know, put it out there, you know, that, you know, art is, you know, here in the Valley. There are a lot of talented people out here and, you know, we just want to express that. And I thank you guys for, you know, doing that. So Edgar, if anyone wants to join the Ars Poetica Club, how can they contact you?
I find the best way is just showing up to the meetings. And the meetings are every Thursday at 4 o'clock, which is today. in Music
30. Go right now.
Yeah, and it's in Music 3401.
Cool thing about these meetings is that it can go from 4 to any time, but that's if you want to stay, because we usually discuss about what's going on, and afterward we can move into like anything else as far as jamming goes or making art for the club or for the Halloween festival, for example.
Very cool. So what's on the agenda for today? So if someone was listening right now and they're on campus and said, you know, I want to go to Music 3401, what would we be talking about in Ars Poetica?
Well, I would be discussing just the Halloween event and just getting all that together, just discussing the last few steps of making the food, just making sure we have all the items that we're gonna display, and that after that it's just come hang out with us, you know, just as he said, just unwind. We always allow for people to perform any of their art pieces, and it's always just like a nice experience in just finding out your fellow colleagues through their art.
Yeah. yeah, so if you guys are interested, please go to Music 3401 at 4 p.m. You guys will be around every Thursday, is that right, at 4 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. And do any of you just, you know, have anything else to say, you know, just about art in general or, you know, the Roundup or Ars Poetica?
Yeah, I will say that I noticed Maria's artwork in the newspaper, and I must say, like, I must give you kudos to her.
She's awesome. She's actually award-winning cartoonist here.
Thank you.
You gotta see it.
It shows in the work.
Yeah, she does a great job every week, and I thank you all for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Going a little further for things that are going on this weekend, if you and I guess on the Halloween as well, since Halloween is coming up, I do recommend that you guys go to the Halloween feast. It will be in the Great Hall on Monday. Like Edgar said, it is 1 to 9 p.m. And let's see. Also this weekend going on is the theater's The Intelligent Design of Jenny Chow. It opened last Friday. I heard that it's, you know, really funny, has been opening to great reviews. So that'll be that's directed by Valerie Greer. She's the department head. And it's actually written by Roland Jones, who was actually from Woodland Hills. And I had a theater manager on a few weeks ago, and he mentioned that Roland also went to Pierce College, so go support that. That'll be here in the temporary structure. For tickets for that, you can contact the theater department at area code 818-719-6488. That'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe Sunday is a matinee show, so get there. Also, just coming up this weekend for the kids is the Canoga Park Youth Arts Center. They're having their annual Dia de los Muertos event. There'll be art classes, a puppet show, music, lots of Aztec dancers, food. It's free to anyone who wants to go. It'll be from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that you can find out more information by calling the Canoga Park Youth Arts Center at area code 818-346-7099, or just stopping by. It's at 7222 Remet Avenue in Canoga Park, or Canoga Park CAL.com. Also going on Pierce College campus is the Halloween Festival. The Halloween Harvest Festival. And that's at the farm. If you go during the day, you can pick pumpkins, pumpkin patch, go to the corn maze. If you go at night, it's, you know, a little bit scarier. So I think there's 3 mazes this year. So definitely check that out. That's all for us this week on Art of Your Life. Tune in next week for more live radio on kpcradio.com. Thanks.